During the last quality committee meeting, our compliance manager, Lolita Williams, did give a verbal on this, but we wanted to make sure to have the notification that was submitted to Broadstep in October in this packet so you could see the concerns that we are having regarding quality and the follow-up with the organization Broadstep Wisconsin Incorporated. Due to time, I will also just give a verbal that continued quality issues, in particular statements of deficiencies being cited by the by DQA under Division of Assisted Living, occurred the second week of February, in particular for Bellwood, but there's other concerns within the CBRF system of care. Due to this, we did a review where our Chief Compliance Officer, Linda Oshis, did a review. We did consulting between program and compliance and sent a second notification on February 22nd to Broadstep executive leaders, again confirming that we continue to have concerns, that these concerns, although we had seen some areas being addressed, there continue to be concerns in quality, the orientation and training issues with their staff, and multiple other areas. We noted the survey completed by DQA in November and the results of the statements of deficiencies that were submitted to Broadstep on February 14th. Again, just confirming with them that we are not referring clients to any of the CBRFs within the Broadstep continuum within their agency, not only Bellwood, but since October, we have not been doing any referrals to give them time to address the quality issues that are occurring. As also to just make this committee known, to make this committee aware, as we look to inform the board and others, that Broadstep Wisconsin Incorporated was also purchased by another local provider last week, and so we are working through transition plans with that new owner and new leadership of Broadstep Wisconsin. Anything that I can answer?
Amy, are you optimistic about this new arrangement, and at what point would it be over? At what point would you not want to? I mean, it seems to me that these are this is a very serious situation. I don't need to tell you that, but at what point stop working with this particular facility?
So overall, we are more optimistic now having a local vendor, local leaders, Broadstep Wisconsin Incorporated. All their executives were across the nation. And so having some local leadership, I think, will be a set of assistance. It's also a provider that now owns it that we've worked with for many years. So we are now at least hopeful we can continue this relationship, especially because we have a little over 120 clients in group homes with Broadstep. And in our community, we only have two large vendors, Broadstep and MCFI, Whole Health Clinical Group. And then we have about two other group home vendors who do not have many beds. So it's a similar situation for our community regarding CBRFs for individuals with co-occurring disorders, and the same as our AODA residential CBRFs, in that we need more capacity. We need to be able to attract more vendors into our community. But we will continue to monitor, and your question, Rachel, we are going to watch very closely what DQA decides in addition to the statement in the statement deficiencies and expecting a plan of correction. They also did a significant fine for the agency, and they're requiring them to hire an outside nursing consultant that is meant to help them with these improvements. We are hopeful that our leadership team can work with theirs and work to create some improved conditions and better treatment and outcomes for clients that are in those group homes. If DQA increases their concern, we're going to have to start working on alternatives.
Yep.
That will be our decider. Yep.
Thank you. It's reassuring.
Yeah. And lots of compliance reviews have been done by Lolita's team. So their team has been really great about helping to go out and see what the concerns are and what areas we need to address with them.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Amy.
Any other questions, comments?
Next item.